Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A for an awesome KUTX After Hours brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. But I'm not alone. We've got our concert club here. And we're joined by Austin's own The Reputations. Their new album, Electric Power, is out on 9 Mile Records. It doesn't come out till November 9th. But their release show is this Thursday at Hotel Vegas. They'll be joined by PR Newman and Mean Jolene. And that's one mean lineup, if I do say so myself. Guys, Reputations, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What are we going to rock out to first?
This song is called The Exciter.
Reputations joining us in Studio 1A this After Hours, brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. Our concert club member, as you can hear all their enthusiasm, is joining us tonight. And I get to sit here and Rocky Ann Bullwinkle, how are you doing?
Oh man, I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Can you introduce us to all these wonderful humans flanking you?
Yeah, of course. So this is Rudy over here. Rudy Spencer.
Hello.
This is Auburn. This is Justin. Eric, and Jimmy on the drums.
Eric only speaks in guitar.
It's true.
So after having listened to the first LP and having listened to Electric Power as well, I was right. You guys are, not only do the records sound great, but y'all are a band to be seen. That is definitive.
Oh, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on that.
And I think the noting of being power soul hits the nail right on the head. And to fill in some of our, to fill in our listeners, your second album, Electric Power, it's out on November 9th. The release show, however, is this Thursday. They'll be joined at Hotel Vegas by PR Newman and Mean Jolene. And this album, recorded in Memphis.
Yes.
Not only in Memphis, but at Ardent Studios, which has been which people like ZZ Top, Isaac Hayes, R.E.M., Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Big Star have all, to name a few, have all recorded albums at. But so, and a lot of these people who have recorded songs there, Booker T and the MGs, Staple Sisters, Sam and Dave, are some of your more past music kind of influences. So my first question is, how does it feel to have recorded an album where some of your major influences and people you've just loved for years made music?
It was pretty unreal. Ardent is one of my favorite places on the planet. We're all really fortunate to get to spend time there. And to work with Jody, who we're a huge Big Star fans, was just wild. I mean,
Yeah, it was. It's really crazy to be in a space where you can say, you know, oh my God, The Replacement stood here and threw like chocolate pudding on the wall and destroyed the place, you know. But it's a step further when you get to work with a hero like Jody. So, I mean, it was a really magical experience for us.
Yeah, Jody Stevens, who is the original drummer of Big Star, not only did y'all go record at Ardent Studios, y'all were invited to play there because he heard y'all's first record and fell in love with y'all. That's so amazing.
Yeah.
How does that, like, so did it surprise y'all at all? Were y'all keen on him being a fan of y'all's music?
Well, so I am from Memphis, and a family friend actually set up a meeting with Jody first, and I was talking to him, and he was giving me a tour of the studio, and I kind of popped the question to him and asked if he wanted to produce. And he had actually never heard us before I asked him to produce the record.
You proposed producing.
Yes, I did. I proposed to Jody Stevens, and he said yes. So he asked to hear the record. I gave it to him. You know, he said he'd call me. I thought he'd never call me. And then a couple hours later, my phone rang, and he said he loved it, and he wanted to work with us. So it was great.
That's awesome. And there's a definite energy thread between the two albums. The first album has a whole lot of energy, but appropriately titled, the new one, Electric Power, is like the energy's been building up and you've just opened the floodgates and are just letting it all just hang out and be out, and just there's kind of this extra layer of comfort, it seems like, that's come from the second album. Was that intentional or incidental?
I think that's just kind of how we feel, and it's cool to hear you say that. Yeah.
I think a lot of that actually, to go back, is Jody. We were asked recently kind of what Jody's biggest strength as a producer was, and I always thought his biggest strength was how relaxed he made us feel. Mm-hmm. You know, he could see one day when Rocky was really stressed and she was going to do a vocal take.
He took me for a walk, yeah, like aww, a dog.
Yeah. And he just has this really overwhelming, calming presence. He's like the sweetest person,
yeah,
I've ever met in my
true
life.
He is.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So I think some of your more like older influences kind of speak for themselves. Booker T, like we've said, Sam and Dave, the Staple Sisters. Who are some of your more contemporary influences, and who might we be surprised y'all are influenced by? Besides Sweet Spirit, I'm going to guess.
Cardi B. Just kidding.
Alan Jackson is a major contemporary influence of mine.
There ain't nothing wrong with Alan Jackson. No, I'm from the Texas exurbs. Yeah. I know all about Alan Jackson. Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A with Austin's The Reputations. The new album, Electric Power, is out on 9 Mile Records on Friday, November 9th. But they just can't wait to share it with the world. So their release show is this Thursday, November 1st at Hotel Vegas, joined by PR Newman and Mean Jolene. Guys, what are we going to hear next?
This song is called Electric Power, the title track.
Yeah. That's Austin's The Reputations. We are live in Studio 1A getting a sneak peek at some songs from their new album, Electric Power, that is out November 9th on 9 Mile Records. And the release show is this Thursday, though, at Hotel Vegas, joined by Austin's PR Newman and Mean Joe Lean. Fantastic. And hey, I've got a surprise for everyone listening at home. I've got tickets to give away to that show coming up in just about 10, 15 minutes. So sit tight where you are. If you've loved what you've been hearing, you can go see it live this Thursday. Stay in tune. This KUTX After Hours is brought to you by Odell Brewing Company. You'll be able to check out the two songs you've heard, the interview, and a slew of bonus songs at KUTX.org. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove, front of house by Jake Perlman. Our multimedia crew today, led by Gabriel Perez, assisted by Salvador Castro, and Deidre Gott is our amazing Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace. These guys are going to keep on rocking here in Studio 1A. You're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.